Okay, so let's get started.
Well, we pretty much finished Hilchos Bishul, the Deoraisas, the Derabbanan, so we know what we're allowed to do on Shabbos, what we're not allowed to do, how we can heat up food, not heat up food, all those things. And then the next topic that I wanted to discuss, I mean, really you could go either way after this, but I figured, let's keep it with the food-related issues. You know, let's deal with the kitchen first, because after all, that's one of the main rooms in our house, especially on Shabbos. So let's talk about tochen. Tochen is grinding or chopping. Okay, and this is very nogei, it's very applicable. You want to make a salad, you want to, you want to cut something up, you want to smash a banana, you want to do something, this malacha comes up very, very often. So what's the nature of this malacha, and where does it come from, this malacha of tochen? So if you look at source number one, this is the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Baal HaTanya, and he writes in Hilchos Shabbos, HaTochein hu av melacha shehayisa b'mishkan b'shchikas samemonei hatzeva. So Tochein was an av melacha that was in the Beis HaMikdash, and the source melacha was when they used to grind up the different herbs for the dye. Right, they used to dye the curtains, and they dyed all the big day kahuna. You know, they dyed different things in the Mishkan. And how did they dye them? They used herbs. And they used to grind up the herbs and cook them. And that's how they used to dye everything. So that's the malacha of tochin, grinding. So if I chop vegetables, dak dak means I finely chop, right, into very small pieces. I'm going to leave it vague for now. Okay, I'm going to leave it vague. Finely chop. Who told us a tochen? That's a told of tochen. It's not exactly the same thing. It's not grinding, right? I'm not grinding like, grind the herbs. You know, you have the mortar and pestle, right? So you have, you grind the herbs, and that's not exactly what we're doing here. But we're chopping it up into small pieces. That's a tolda. Shahatochen lokeach guf echad umechalko legufim dakim harbe. Because the idea of tochen is that I take one entity and I break it up into smaller parts. So that's what grinding is, right? I take a peppercorn, I take an herb, I grind it, so I have one entity, I have one item, and I grind it, I break it up into smaller things. So says the Baal HaTanya, and this is based on the Gemara, based on the Rambam, that if you chop a cucumber, let's say, right? Let's say you take a cucumber, and you chop it up into very small pieces, like you see on the cooking shows, those guys, they know how to really do it very fast with their knife, and they chop, very small. So that's also a violation of tochen, a tolda of tochen, because you're breaking up a larger entity into smaller pieces, into a smaller entity. So that's the malacha of tochen. And here we have, so the question is, how do I make salad on Shabbos? Right? If I'm not allowed to, if I'm not allowed to chop my cucumber, dak, as the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, so how am I allowed to make my salad on Shabbos? So that's the issue that we have to deal with. Okay, now, source number two, the Rambam tells us that the malach of tochen is actually not limited to food items. Right? We're talking about food, herbs and peppercorns, and we're talking about, cucumbers. But even if it's not a food item, tochen can also apply. Writes the Rambam in source number two, V'chein ha'lokeach lashom shel mateches. If you take a piece of metal, v'shafo so kedei likach me'afaro, and you shave it. So you have these like little metal shavings, right? So I'm scraping off little pieces of metal, and I have like a metallic dust, that metallic dust. So says the Rambam, kederach she'osim tzorfei hazahav, like those who are the goldsmiths, apparently not the people by the last name of goldsmith, but an actual goldsmith. Apparently this is what they do. Hareza told us tchina, so writes the Rambam, that's also a told of tochei. Right? Obviously, metal is not edible. Right? I'm not eating any my piece of metal here. But if I shave the metal, or I crush the metal into little pieces, I break it up into small shavings or small pieces, that's a tolda of tochen. It's not limited to to food items. And the Mishnah Berurah writes also in Siman Shin Chaf Aleph, in source number 3, he writes several examples of this. I just brought one that I thought was very applicable. In number 3, V'chein ha-mefarer tzerur afar. You take a clump of dirt, and you break it up, right? You have a clump of dirt, and you start breaking it up into little pieces of dirt, right? Little granules of dirt. You break it up, so that's a violation of tochen. I'm grinding. Now I'm not really grinding, right? But that's a tolda. That's a tolda of tochen. I'm grinding up the dirt. I'm breaking it up. So that's why, writes the Mishnah Berurah, it's your chayiv mishum tochen.
You don't say like on Shabbos and bishul achav bishul because originally it was pieces.
Good. Very good. So we'll get there. Very good. Excellent. Okay. So by the way, some poskim say that for this reason, let's say a person gets mud on their pants. You know, you're in camp for the summer, right? So you always get mud on your pants in camp, right? You have your whole suit is full of mud, okay? And then it dries up. Now if you scratch it off, without getting into the issues of cleaning your clothes on Shabbos, which is a whole separate issue of malabein, maybe we'll talk about one day, but let's forgetting about that. Let's say you do it in a way where it's not a violation of malabein, of cleaning your clothes, kibbutz begadim, but just to scratch off the mud, it crumbles the mud. So some poskim say that that's a violation of tochen. Because it's one big entity of mud now, and I'm crumbling it into little pieces, into little specks of mud and dirt. So it's a problem of tochen. So some poskim say that as well. Okay, so let's go back to vegetables, because most of us are not grinding any inedible products on Shabbos. Most of us are not sawing pieces of metal or things like that on Shabbos. Most of us are dealing with food items. You know, you want to chop your cucumber. You want to break up some food items, so that's what we're talking about. So writes the Shulchan Aruch in source number 4, HaMechateich HaYerek Dak Dak, very similar to the language of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in source number 1, that if you finely chop a vegetable, Chayiv Mishum Tochek. You're Chayiv, right? You can't do that, it's Tochek. So the question is, how do I prepare my salad? Now, if you look at the language of the Shulchan Aruch, and this was the language of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav also, and it's also the language of the Rambam, he writes Dak Dak. Right? Dak dak means finely chopped. Now, if I would ask you, what's finely chopped? So you told me Israeli salad, right? Now, I guarantee that if you go to 5 falafel stands, okay, in Israel, or 5 pizza stores or whatever in America, and you ask for Israeli salad, the vegetables are going to be slightly different, a slightly different size in each place. You know, one place the guy chops very fine, and one place it's a little bit bigger. So what's considered, where's the line? Where do I draw that line? What's considered finely chopped? You know, where do you say that it is tochen or it's not tochen? Right? Obviously, if I take a big cucumber and I cut it in half, nobody would say that's tochen, right? That's not tochen, obviously. You're allowed to cut a cucumber in half. You're allowed to cut a carrot in half, a big carrot, right? And everybody would say that if I chop it into tiny pieces, it is tochen. So where do you draw the line of what's tochen and what's not? What's dak dak? That's the question. We'll get there.
We'll get there.
Writes the Bir Halacha. So writes the Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha at source number five. Ach kol ze le'inyan chiyuv. He says this all pertains when we talk about here dak dak that it has to be finely chopped. That's in terms of the chiyuv mida oraisa that you violate tochein mida oraisa if it's finely chopped. Avala inyan is sir, but if you're talking about what you're allowed and not allowed to do on Shabbos, writes the Bir Halacha, Yesh li zoher ma'od bazeh. You have to be very careful. You have to be very careful with how small you're chopping your vegetables on Shabbos. Why? The karkos of a sefer yireim lahareim, the shir dakusan lo no dalanu. Not only do we not know what the size, nobody knows. Writes the yireim, one of the Rishonim. Right, the Chazal never identified for us a certain
measurement
of how big or how small the cucumber has to be in order for it to be a violation of tochen. How finely do I have to chop in order for it to be a violation of tochen? Nobody told us. Right, it doesn't say anywhere what that is. Okay, so because of this, we have a little bit of a problem. And we're going to see that basically. The concept is that we try to avoid what you said before, Phil said before, Israeli salad. Okay, so Israeli salads, size. So that's basically what we're, the conception that some posts can give. That again, it's hard to, even that is hard to judge exactly how small is Israeli salad size. But that would be dak dak. You know, that would be dak dak. If it's a little bigger than that, perhaps it's not dak dak, but we're going to see a little. We're going to see more as the sugar as the sugar progresses.
I don't know if I saw it in a sefer, but if I have to make a salad, I make it bigger.
Good. We're getting there. Okay. All right. So now the question is: can I use? You mentioned before a specialized instrument, right? So let's say I want to use a specialized instrument. Let's say I have a grater,
so that's
right? So I want to grate my carrots on Shabbos, right? It's not electric. It's just a regular grater. Okay, I'm allowed to cut a carrot on Shabbos, so can I grate a carrot on Shabbos? So writes the Shulchan Aruch in source number 6, Asur ligror hagvina b'Shabbos b'moreg charutz bal pipios. He's talking about cheese. You can't grate cheese on Shabbos, okay? Shekorin rilive, whatever, I don't know exactly, some old French term here that means grater. Okay, basically, you can't use a grater on Shabbos. He's talking about for cheese. Okay, he's talking about for cheese. You can't use a grater for cheese. Why can't you use a cheese? Why can't you use this grater on Shabbos? So writes the Mishnah Berurah, explains the Mishnah Berurah in source number 7. Dekevon shakli miyuchad lekach. Since this item, this kli, is a specialized kli. It's specific for grating, for finely chopping. Hareze derechol. It's derechol. Some would call that maybe uvda dechol. It's derechol. This is what you do during the week. V'dami l'shchikas tavlin b'machteshes, and it smacks of, you know, crushing spices in a pestle, with a pestle and mortar. It seems like that. Again, it's not exactly the same thing, but it's along the same lines. V'hu adin b'kliyachar hamiyuchad l'kach, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch says you can't avoid it. Yeah, you have to avoid it. Okay, so using a grater, using any type of specialized instrument for finely chopping something or finely cutting something, that's a problem. That's a problem of what he calls derechol, or maybe uvda dechol, and therefore you cannot chop anything with a kli that's miyuchad for chopping. So any sort of grater, or they make now these, like, literally they call them choppers, I think, right? They have these things you just kind of hit it on top. You know, you put it on top of the vegetables, it's nice and easy, right? For those of us who are not so good with knives, right? You put it on top and you just smack it around a little bit, and all of a sudden your vegetables are chopped. So you can't use that on Shabbos, even though it's not electric, there's nothing wrong with it, right? But you can't use it on Shabbos, you're chopping it, okay? You know, a potato masher, something, you know, anything that's designed to grate, to mash, to chop, any instrument which is designed for that cannot be used on Shabbos because of this, because it's uvda dechol. And we're going to see there are some heterim. There are some leniencies for cutting things, you know, finely, for cutting, you know, small pieces, but there's no heterim for using an instrument like that. So even all the heterim we're going to give are not for using those instruments, and those things have to be avoided on Shabbos. No choppers, no graters. Those things should not be used on Shabbos.
So this new thing they have that you put a vegetable in and it makes these very thin slices, like almost like pasta. It looks like.
Oh well, like it like circles it out like a twirly thing.
It's an instrument.
Right.
And is it considered making a design? Another cash
island. Well, not even. You're saying, but it makes it like one long strand, basically?
You can create...
So it's not even little pieces.
Pasta-looking...
From a vegetable.
Out of vegetables.
Right. Yeah, so seemingly it would be a problem. There might be one opinion that says it's okay, because, you know, but I think presumably it would be a problem with Shabbos.
Anyway.
If you use that kind of instrument, maybe, yeah. Okay, now very important. The halacha is that this whole concept of tochein only applies to gidulei karka. Okay, only applies to things that grow from the ground. Okay, so let's see the Shulchan Aruch in source number 8. Writes the Shulchan Aruch, muter lachtoch basar mevushal otzli dak besakin. You're allowed to cut meat. Right? Let's say you want to have some sort of a deli salad, you want to make a meat salad, and you want to chop up small pieces of deli, small pieces of meat, no problem. That's not tochein. Why? Writes the Mishnah Berurah, Dein tchina ela begidulei karka. Because tochein only applies to gidulei karka, things that grow from the ground. Anything that doesn't grow from the ground is not a problem of tochein. So that's why when the Shulchan Aruch wrote before that you can't grate the cheese, right? That's not really because of tochein. It's not really because of gidulei karka. That's just uvda dechol. So when it comes to tochein, when it comes to, you know, using a chopper for vegetables, so it could be tochein and it could also be uvda dechol. You have a double problem.
That's why on Shabbos, there's some people who make chopped eggs on Shabbos because there's no problem.
Because eggs are okay. Eggs are not gidulei karka. Right. You can chop eggs. Right. Okay. Not with a chopper. Again, not with a chopper. Again, still not with a chopper.
But even then,
right.
There's some who even go further. It can't go into a kli. I don't know if you ever heard that. When they chop the eggs, they don't do it into a kli.
Hold on, are you talking about making egg salad?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a whole different shear because that has to do with lush. Okay. Once you add mayonnaise to eggs, that's a whole different shear.
No, just chopping it, I heard. Do it directly on the table or something like that.
Okay, so we'll talk a little bit about that. But I'm not sure why eggs would be a problem, because eggs are not going to do leikar.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, so we have... There's a problem of tochen begidulei karka. Okay, so anytime you have a vegetable, you have a problem of tochen. We learned that the issue of tochen is to chop things finely. What that shear is, what the size is not clear. Right? It's not so clear, and therefore you really have to be careful, and you can't chop things. You know, you have to chop things in a larger way, so to speak, bigger pieces than you normally would, in order not to violate tochen. And right now, it seems pretty challenging if you want to make a salad. Right? You want to make a salad. Normally, you have small pieces of cucumber or tomato, whatever. So right now, it seems pretty challenging. How do I do that on Shabbos, right? How can I do that on Shabbos? It's a violation of Tochein. Okay, so let's see some heterim. Before we get to salads, let's talk about some of the other heterim, and then we'll finish off with salads. So first of all, here's the following question. Very interesting question. Let's say I take a banana, okay? And I want to mash the banana, right? I want to give it to a baby, or I like mashed bananas. Okay, or you have a baked potato maybe, right? And you want to mash it up, you know, you want to create mashed potatoes. So is that a violation of tochein? It's gidulei kark, grows from the ground, right? So is that a violation of tochein? Why might it be different? Because
it's cooked.
Well, banana's not cooked. I mean, baked potato's cooked, yeah. Right? But let's say a banana.
Would you do using a fork, a shino?
Let's say I use my hand.
That's a bad difference.
Huh? Let's say I don't do it with the shino. Is there a problem with tochein? So the reason why bananas might be different, bananas is a good example, because when I smash a banana, it doesn't break up into small parts, right? If I take a cucumber and I chop it up, okay, or I take herbs and I grind them, right? So I'm taking a big, one larger entity and I'm breaking it up into smaller pieces. That's how the Shulchan Aruch HaRav described the malach of tochein. But if I take a banana, which is one entity, and I smash it, it's still one entity, right? It hasn't really, I mean, it changed the shape, it changed the form. It doesn't look like a banana anymore, now it just looks flat, right? But I haven't broken it down into small parts. Maybe I broke some chemical bonds, I don't know, we have to talk to Artie, but I haven't broken it down into small parts. So it's a big machlokas. Is this a problem of tochin or not? Comes the Tehillah LeDavid, and other poskim, Rav Moshe Feinstein, also among them, and he writes in source number 10, "Bimrasek tapuach tzli," a roasted apple. Okay, let's say you have a baked apple or something like that, which gets nice and mushy. Oh, kartofle, right? You have a kartofle, you have a baked potato. Mevushalit. Ein boze lichore lo tochen velo losh. It's not tochen. It's not losh either, but we're not going to talk about losh today, right? But he says it's not tochen. Why is it not tochen? Shehaya guf echad, v'nisharu guf echad. Because they were one entity, and they're still one entity. If I take a banana and I smash it, it's the same one entity. It just looks a little different. So that's not a violation of Tochein, writes the Tehillah LeDavid. Comes the Chazon Ish in source number 11, and he disagrees. He's Machmir. Le'inyin chiyuv Tochein, when it comes to Tochein, writes the Chazon Ish, Ein nafkusa bein davar yavesh shemispare lirasisim nifradim. It doesn't make a difference if you're talking about something that's dry, which is broken down into smaller pieces, ubein davar ratuv shemistabek b'tchinaso l'gush av, or something that has moisture, that has liquid in it, and now when I smash it, it just all sticks together. So writes the Chazon Ish that when it comes to tochen, it wouldn't make a difference. It's still called tochen. It might not be exactly the prototype of tochen that we've been discussing, but it's still a violation of tochen. Anytime you take something and you smash it, says the Chazon Ish, I don't care if it becomes many little parts, or it stays as one big glob, right? One big lump of a banana, or of a baked apple, or whatever the case is. It's still a problem of tochen. So it's a big machlokas Rishonim, what the halacha is in this case. There are many different opinions. Rab Simcha Bunim Cohen in his Sefer writes that a person should be machmir, should try not to smash bananas, at least in the normal way. The Chazon Ish writes you can use a shinoi, that if you use like the handle of a spoon or something like that to smash it, not in a normal way. You know, normally you would use a fork or even just the back of a spoon. If you use the handle of a spoon, you do it in a shinoi, you do it in a strange way. So the Chazon Ish says that maybe that would be okay. Some argue in the Chazon Ish that that wouldn't be okay. But you know, again, this is one of those, you know, you have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi. But there are poskim on both sides of the fence. Some are machmir, some are mekel. And my personal mesorah is to be mekel in this shaila, that you can, you know, you can smash bananas. You have the Tehillah L'David and Rav Moshe, who clearly say that it's not a violation of tochein. So we certainly have what to rely on to be able to smash something like that without violating tochein. So that's one heter, that you can mash something. Okay, you can't break it down, but you can mash it. Now, there's another heter called Ein Tochein Achar Tochein, that once something has been ground, I can grind it again. I don't violate tochein if I regrind it. Okay, what would be a case of regrinding? So writes the Shulchan Aruch in source number 12, bread. Right? Let's say I take bread and I crumble bread. So why is that regrinding?
Because you had the flour.
Because bread was flour. Right? How do you bake bread? How do you make dough? You have wheat. You grind the wheat into flour. Then you create a dough. You bake it. So now when I'm grinding the bread, when I break up, I crumble the bread, I'm crumbling something which has already been ground. So writes the Shulchan Aruch, no problem. You have chickens. You got to feed your chickens on Shabbos. So you're allowed to crumble bread to feed your chickens on Shabbos. The hoi lukvar nitchan ein lachush. Since the bread was already ground when it was being made, right? When you ground the wheat, there's no problem. Dein tochin achar tochin. Right? There's no problem of tochin achar tochin. Now, what's the idea behind this? Why is that? That once something was ground, it's not a problem for me to grind it again. So the Chazon Ish writes a very nice svar, which Zev alluded to before. In source number 13, he explains, Avahode ain't china bepas, that which we say that there's no problem of tochein if I crumble bread, hainush ain't tochein ela behafrada shel chibur tiv'i. Tochein is when I separate something that was naturally part of one entity. So if I have an herb, right, I have a vegetable, let's take my cucumber, and I dice my cucumber, I chop it into very fine pieces, so my cucumber was one entity, and now I'm breaking it down into very small pieces. Naturally, it was one. Now I'm breaking it down.
But if it was...
However, let's just finish the Chazon Ish. Aval hafrada shel chiburei bnei adam. But if I have something that was man-made, it was put together by people, right? Bread, right? All the little pieces of flour were put together by the baker. He's the one who mixed the flour with the water, made the dough, baked the bread. So this is a man-made thing. All these little pieces of flour were joined together by a person. It wasn't a natural thing. Eino bichlal tochen. So that's not called tochen. Afilu b'chiber davar shelo nitchan me'olam, ela bali olam mefurad. If somebody takes something, right, and they put it together on Shabbos, you know, for however you do it, you stick it together. You have a bunch of sticky dates, okay, and you stick them all together into one big glob, and now you chop it apart. So writes the, you know, I'm not talking about chopping each date, you know, into small pieces, but you break apart the dates. Is that tochein? Chazon Ish says that's not tochein, because it was put together by a person. It's not a natural thing that it was one entity. Somebody stuck it all together. So just like in the case of the baker. So that's why we say ein tochein achar tochein. That once something was ground already, so now it's not a problem. So for example, this is very important. Let's say you have cornflakes, okay? And let's say you like to grind your cornflakes. Right? Kids like to do this. You know, they like to, you know, you like to grind your cereal up. You want to grind your cornflakes. So can you grind cornflakes on Shabbos?
Yeah.
So it depends. It depends what kind of cornflakes you're talking about. If you're talking about Kellogg's cornflakes, where it's one piece of you know, popped corn, or however they make it, so you can't do it, right? Because that's a natural. If you take a piece of Kellogg's cornflakes, that's a natural piece, the way that it was created, right? And now if I grind it, that's tochein. But if I take the Israeli cornflakes, okay, which are basically the telma, right? The telma Israeli cornflakes, which is milled corn. It's milled corn. It's ground corn, which is then baked together in the shape of little flakes. So then if I grind that, that's ain't tochen achar tochen. I'm not violating anything. That's why, by the way, also, those telma cornflakes, the bracha is shahako, not hadama. Kellogg's cornflakes are hadama because it's just a piece of corn, right? But the telma cornflakes are ground up. It's milled corn. So once it's ground up, that you can't even tell that it's corn anymore, it loses its bracha and it becomes a shahako. But that's a different shear. Okay, but that's it's no problem. Like I'm allowed to grind that. Ain't token acher token. Yeah, you had a question.
So before. Cut the vegetables before Shabbos and then ground them up afterwards wouldn't be a problem.
I'm
making it smaller.
Making it smaller. Making it smaller is a problem. What we're talking about here. If you're talking about a loaf of bread, right? If I'm crumbling a loaf of bread, okay, or crumbling a piece of bread. So there, I'm not making the pieces smaller. What I'm doing is the pieces weren't connected to begin with, right? The baker connected them. Now I'm just disconnecting them. Yeah. But if I have cucumbers, even if I chopped them before Shabbos, and now I'm chopping them on Shabbos, I'm making them smaller, that would still be tochet. Okay. So far we have two heterim. Okay, we have two heterim. We have one heter that you're allowed to mash things on Shabbos, according to some opinions, right? Not everybody. But at least according to some opinions, you can mash something on Shabbos. That's not a violation of tochen. Then we have another halacha of ein tochen achar tochen, that once something has been ground, now if I grind it again, that's not a violation of tochen. Okay? Now, there's a third heter. That if I do tochen with a shinoi, okay? Normally, let's just back up for a second. Normally, am I allowed to do malacha with a shinoi? No. Right? It's a misconception. People think like, if I just turn on the light with my elbow, so then it's okay, right? Or I'll, turn on the dishwasher with my knee, so then it's okay, right? It's not true. You can't do malacha with a shinoi on Shabbos, okay? It might not be d'oraisa if you do it with a shinoi, but it's still an issur d'rabbanan. We're not allowed to do issur d'rabbanan on Shabbos. So normally you can't do malacha with a shinoi. There are certain cases where Chazal allowed a person to do malachos with a shinoi. Certain cases, okay? So one of those cases is tochet. Okay? And the Shulchan Aruch writes that if a person grinds pepper, right? Let's say you have peppercorns. Mutter laduch pilpilin afilu harbe yachad. You have a lot of peppercorn, and I want to grind it. Not with a grinder. You're not allowed to use a grinder on Shabbos. That we talked about. But I'm going to use, something else. You're allowed to do it. As long as you do it with a shinoi, writes the Shulchan Aruch. V'hu sheyaducham bekato shel sakin ubekaira. If I put them on a plate, okay, and I take the handle of the knife, not the knife itself. Normally I would use the knife, let's say, right? Here I take the handle of the knife. I never grind with the handle of a knife, right? But I take the handle of a knife, and I grind them up on the plate, right? So Shulchan Aruch, that's okay, right? That's okay. Why? Because that's a big shinoi. So if you use such a big shinoi, then you're allowed to do tochen on Shabbos with that big shinoi, right? The Mishnah Berurah, explaining in source number 15 on the second side of the page. Avalo yaduch bekato shel sakina b'machteshes. He points out that it's very interesting because here the Shulchan Aruch said you're using the back of the knife, the handle of the knife, on a plate. So you're doing two things different, right? It's two shinuyim because normally you wouldn't grind on a plate; you would grind in a mortar, right? That's the bowl is the mortar and the pestle is the grinder.
Yes.
Okay. Right. So normally you'd use a mortar. You stick your peppercorns in and you grind with a pestle. So here I'm taking the back of a knife. And I'm doing it on a plate. So it's two shinuyim. I'm doing two things different. But you can't take a knife and put them in the mortar. Right? I can't put my peppercorns in the mortar and then just take the back of a knife and grind it. That's not okay. That doesn't work. After shina b'mashedach b'kata shel sakinam yikomakam b'machteshes michzeik uvda d'chol. If I'm using a machteshes, I'm using a mortar, that's a normal way of grinding. That's uvda d'chol. You can't do that. So too, if you just want to put the peppercorns out on the table, right? Let's say you don't care about your mess so much, right? You put them out on the table and you just start smashing with the back of your knife. Or you take the bottom of a bottle. You put them on the table and you use a kli. And you just, start smashing them with the bottom of a kli. That's not the normal way you go about doing it. That's okay. To have a tray shinuye. Again, it's on the table. You normally don't grind things on the table. And you're using the back of a kli, you're using the back of a knife, you have two shinuyim, then it's okay. But obviously you can't use any item that's normally used for grinding. You can't use a grinding instrument. Okay, so here we have a third heter, that if you do something in a very strange way, you use two shinuyim, you have a big shinoi, so then it would be okay also to do tochet. Now, so going back to our salad, though, but we haven't really helped ourselves when it comes to salad, right? Because number one, when it comes to salad, you're not mashing, right? Most people don't make banana salads, right? So you're not mashing. You want to chop your cucumbers into small pieces. You don't want to. You're not making a banana. So that's number one. It's not going to help us. Ein tochen achar tochen is also not going to help us because cucumbers were never previously ground, right? Cucumber is a natural vegetable. So if I chop it up, it's seemingly going to be a problem. And finally, to chop a cucumber with these two shinuyim or with a major shinoy is something that's very hard to do, right? You got to cut a cucumber with a knife. I mean, how are you supposed to? You can't take the back of a knife and somehow chop your cucumber, right? So what are we going to do? How are we going to make our salad? So comes the Shulchan Aruch with another big chiddush, a big leniency when it comes to tochen. And he says, we haven't learned borer yet, but there's a halacha when it comes to borer, right? Borer is separating the items that you don't want from the items that you do want. We'll talk about it. So when it comes to borer, one of the ways that borer is mutter is if you're separating the good from the bad, okay? You're separating it with your hand, okay? And you're doing it immediately for when you need it. Right now when I need it. Then it's okay. Those three conditions, okay? We'll talk about borer. That's a whole separate shiur, perhaps a couple shiur. Okay? So we'll talk about borer. But writes the Shulchan Aruch that this heter of doing it right before my meal, that also is a good heter for tochen. Okay? Writes the Shulchan Aruch. Source number 16. V'kol zelo mayri ele b'choteich u'meiniach. The whole problem of tochen is only when I chop things and I leave them. Right? I'm chopping it on Shabbos and I don't need it till Shal Shudas. Right? Or I don't need it till, till much later in the day. Aval im lo achlo miyad. But let's say I want to have a cucumber right now. I want to eat a cucumber right now. Right? I want to have an Israeli salad right now. So I'm chopping up my cucumber. I'm chopping up my tomato. I want an Israeli salad now. Right? The Shulchan Aruch. Hakol shari. It's all mutter. It's all mutter. No problem. This is actually the Ramah. I'm sorry. Midi dehavi aborer le'achol miyad. It's just like borer. Just like when it comes to borer, if I'm doing it for immediate use, it's okay. So too, when it comes to tochen, if I'm doing it for immediate use, it's okay. Deshari, and it's based on a tshuva of the Rashba. The Rashba wrote this in a tshuva, that when it comes to tochen, if I chop for immediate use, says the Rashba, and the Rama paskins this way, it's no problem. So it sounds like this is great, right? Sounds like this is great.
Why can't you use this for everything? You do it right away, you're allowed to.
That's a good question. And actually, I heard a shiur about this once, and they said that the Rashba, I haven't seen the Rashba inside, but I heard that the Rashba actually implies that you can apply this to all malachos. But we don't do. Nobody paskins like that, that you can apply this to all malachos. They just take it for tochen. No, but the Ramah doesn't say this. He only says it when it comes to tochen and borer. He doesn't say it by other malachos. Right, that if you're doing it right away, you can violate it. Okay, so it seems from this, if you just read this Ramah, sounds great, right? So right before my lunch, I want to have a salad for lunch. So right before lunch, I'll sit down and I'll chop my salad. Now, what exactly is called miyad is also a question, right? How long before my meal is miyad? Let's say, is it 2 hours before my meal? Is that miyad? Or it has to be, within 5 minutes of my meal? So generally speaking, we say that the rule that the poskim give is that however long it takes, it's subjective. However long it would take you to prepare for this meal, that's called miyad. So if you're having, if it's just, me and my wife home for Shabbos lunch, and my wife can prepare, everything in a half hour, so then the miyad is only that half hour window. And she can't chop vegetables before that half hour. Okay? If we're having, 20 people over, and it's going to take her 2 hours to get everything ready, then the 2 hours is called miyad. Whatever period of time is needed to prepare for that meal is called miyad, and then according to this Ramah, you would be allowed to make a salad, you would be allowed to chop vegetables. Okay? So this sounds good, right? This sounds great. The Ramah says miyad before my meal, so let's say, a half hour before my meal certainly is fine. By the way, you can't do it before you go to shul, right? If, let's say, you want to go to shul, so I'll chop the salad in the morning, and then I'll go to shul, and then come home, that's a problem already, because then you have a big hefsek, you have a big interruption. So you have to do it literally right before your meal. Okay? So, right, I'm always in, and when I come home, I'm always waiting because my wife's always chopping salad, right before my meal. That's the way it goes. That's the Ramah. Okay? So comes the Mishnah Brura, and he says, hold on a second, not so fast. Not so fast. Right? Sorry. Right? Not so fast. Writes the Mishnah Brura. Okay? First we'll read the explanation, and then we'll read the not so fast. In 17 he writes, okay, Hatab. The reason for this is, the Loshayach Shem Tchina Kishemechatech Besakin Ele Betochin Lahaniach. It's only tochen if I'm doing it for, in a few hours. If I'm doing it for Shalosh Shudas. Aval kedei lechol miyad v'adai deshari. But if I'm doing it for immediate use, it's okay. Why? Shaharei, listen to his explanation. Shaharei lo osral ha'adam le'echol ma'achol bechatichos gedolos o ketanos. Chazal didn't prohibit us from eating small pieces of food. Chazal didn't say you have to eat a big piece of a carrot on Shabbos, right? That's not a halacha in Hilchos Shabbos that you have to eat large pieces of carrots or large pieces of cucumbers. There's no such halacha, right? That's not Chazal didn't come along and say that you have to eat a certain size of carrot, right? They said you can't do tochen. It's a tochen. It's only for the future. But if I'm doing it for right now for this meal, that's derech achila, as he says in Kein Havi derech achila sobekach. That's derech achila. That's how I go about eating it. That's the same heter by Borer. It's derech achila. So if it's something that's derech achila, that's the way that I go about eating, so that's not a violation. So that's why we allow miyad. Now comes the Mishnah Berurah in source number 18 and writes, not so fast. Slow down. V'yesh mefak v'kin al heter zeh. Some people are not so excited about this heter of the Ramah. V'gam b'beis Yosef kosav sh'af mish mechavim lechol miyad gam kin yizor lachtoch l'chatichos gedolos k'tzas. And the Beis Yosef himself writes that even if you want to rely on this and you want to, you know, chop your vegetables a half hour, let's say, before your meal, you still have to chop them into bigger pieces, bigger than usual. You can't make small pieces, even if you're doing it right before your meal, says the Beis Yosef. Umitam ze kosu kam achronim gamkin denochon lihisnai kemosh kosu va Beis Yosef. And many achronim write that you should be machmir. And even if it's right before your meal, you should not be chopping into normal, small-sized pieces. You should be chopping into bigger pieces. Umikom makom, however, he says, hanogim lachtoch habetzolim vehatznon. Dak ein limchos biyadam. He says, but if you see someone right before their meal, a half hour before their suda, and they're finely chopping their cucumbers or their onions or their radishes or whatever they're chopping, you don't have to stop them. Why? Because they have a valid opinion to rely on. The Ramah says that. The Ramah says you can do it. The Yesh Lama Misha Yismochu. However, he's not so excited about it. He says, certainly you can't do it before you leave shul, as we said, right? You can't do it until after shul's over. It has to be right before lunch, as we said, when it comes to borer. And he says that people who chop onions, they chop their salad, an hour or two before the meal. And again, we're talking about it's not a big meal. A small, regular small meal with the family, doesn't take you that long to prepare it. And an hour or two before the meal, you're already chopping your salad into small pieces. He says, that's for sure, Asr. Nobody would say that's mutter. It has to be right before the meal. Okay? So we have an issue here. And then he points out also that this heter is only for chopping with a knife, but you can never use an instrument. You can't use a chopping instrument. Even if you do it, 10 minutes before your meal, you can't use a chopping instrument. Okay. But we have an issue. The Rabbah seems to say that right before your meal, no problem. I can chop into small pieces. And the Mishnah Berurah says, not so fast. There are many poskim that are machmir. And they don't buy this heter of right before the meal. And even if you do it right before the meal, you got to chop into bigger pieces. So how do we poskim? Again, not so clear. And there are different minhagim. Some people are more machmir when it comes to this, and they always chop, even if it's right before the meal, they always chop into slightly bigger pieces than they would normally during the week. And there are rabbanim who are more makel. Again, my masorah in this, also from my rav, is to be a little bit more makel, and to say that as long as it's right before your meal, you can even chop into small pieces. There's certainly what to rely on to do that. Again, there are machmirim, there are people who say you shouldn't do it, and as the Mishnah Berurah says, you should try to leave bigger pieces, but there are certainly mekilim also, and that's personally my masorah to do that. Rav Moshe himself also seems to be mekil. He seems to allow a person, as long as it's samuch l'suda, as long as it's right before the meal, Rav Moshe seems to be mekil. He writes in source number 19, Vein Lesser. He says, really, you can't prohibit this. If it's right before your meal, you can't prohibit a person from chopping small pieces. It's not, the Ramah allowed it. Ela she'ulai lebal nefesh ra'ui lahachmir. He says, you want to be a bal nefesh, you want to be a holy Jew, so okay, you can be machmir. If you want to be a holy Jew, you can be machmir, because there are opinions that are stringent. Shelo la'asos dak dak hedekasva mishnah berurah b'shulchan aruch harav. Not to make such small pieces, you make a little bit, you make the pieces a little bit bigger. That's for a bal nefesh. But if there's a great need, let's say you have a person who has trouble eating the big pieces, or you're cutting it up for a child and they can't eat those big pieces, so then certainly the Rav Moshe says, certainly there's no problem of cutting the small pieces before your meal. Right, the Ramah himself allowed it. So no problem. shein choshishin ubaruch hashulchan mefurish besiftes to kol osa suda in chshash, as long as it's for that meal, it's okay. Lachin letzorech ein lahachmir afilu lebal nefesh. So says Rav Moshe, if you want to be machmir, you can be machmir. You could be a Baal Nefesh, you could be a holy Jew, you want to be Machmir, and even before your meal you want to chop into bigger pieces, Gezintra hate, go ahead, says Rav Moshe. But if there's a Tzorech Gadol, if there's a great need, it's for a child, it's for an older person, someone who has trouble, chewing those bigger pieces, then certainly, says Rav Moshe, certainly before your meal, you can rely on the Ramah and cut the smaller pieces. So again, there are different minhagim, but generally speaking, I'm usually Mekel to allow a person, as long as it's Samach L'Suda, right before your meal, and again, however long that window is, depends on your personal meal, how long it takes you to prepare, then you can cut your normal salad, you can chop your normal vegetables, not with a kli, right, not with a special grinder, chopper, you know, that we can't use on Shabbos, but just with a regular knife to chop things even small, certainly you can do it. If you want to be machmir, like Rav Moshe says, you want to be a Baal Nefesh, there's certainly room to be machmir, and all that entails is cutting bigger pieces, you know, just cut pieces a little bit bigger than usual, and then you fulfill the requirement of being machmir. So that's it for Tochet. Next week we'll pick up with the next kitchen food-related topic.